recording? Welcome to the third to the 25th show, first podcast episode, and I got my co-host Bruce, type shit.
I'm down. Let's do the reacting.
All right. Who does not have autism?
That one.
Yeah. Me, myself, I think I'm the bull, honestly.
Bro, it's together 7 people with autism.
Okay. It's not gonna be too obvious. We know that.
I think we just talk about our disabilities.
I prefer disorder.
Disorder, yeah. I was diagnosed in middle school, and then I transitioned to a school for people on the spectrum. Once I graduated middle school and went to that school, I kind of really enjoyed where I was at and everything. This is really hard because there's so many eyes on me already. It's just taken a while.
It's the red hair girl. That's my call. Red hair girl.
You don't think she has autism?
Myself, who say you have autism?
Is it just one person that we're trying to guess?
It's just one person.
Tell him you have a disability? No, I don't think I need to. But reality, it really does help to know that I do have autism.
They first suspected me of being autistic when I was 5. I personally see autism as a disability. I have a master's in disability studies. The medical model of disability inherently says that autism or any other disability is within our own fault and that we are the cause of the disability. But the social model of disability says that society is the cause of the disability.
What if she doesn't have autism and she has something else?
Because society is not made for me. That disability comes from without, not within. I grew up autistic and deaf. And
I was going to say, she sounds
like
deaf.
I was such an outcast.
Okay, okay, she's...
You know, and I was the
I didn't know
okay.
if you were rude or not.
Oh, hey, I just used the name of the... That was fun!
I was diagnosed when I was 4 years old, and it's, you know...
So pause it real quick.
It's always been a difficult process for me, you know, especially growing up, you know, going to school.
What if it's like the mole has a different disability, and they all have disabilities, and one of them has something else, like a different type of... disability or disorder. That's what I think it could be, because obviously all these people, not no offense, not all of them so far, I haven't heard all of them talk, but some of them, like he kind of seems like he has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
So, and she like she said, she was deaf and autistic, but she could be something other than autistic. Or if someone could have a form of, I don't know. But go ahead, you can keep playing it. Yeah. That's my take.
And everything, you know that people don't perceive me as this normal guy. So I figure if I'm going to be this autistic person, you know, like might as well be the best autistic person that I can be. You know, I always
preach.
Yeah, I mean, I always try my best to excel in school. You know, I always tend to be like one of the smartest kid in school. You know that's a whole stereotype.
I would consider myself a late bloomer. I was diagnosed at the age of 22. I went most of my life always knowing that there's something different about me, but I couldn't put my finger on it. The reason why I only got diagnosed this year was because I recently moved to a large metropolitan area that has many resources, and so that was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life, because I have access to therapy, and I was finally able to get an answer that I was always looking for. I really, really struggled to fit in. I really struggled to be able to come up with the right words to get other kids to want to talk to me. And so I stood out pretty badly. And that continued throughout my entire time in grade school. I remember first feeling what depression was when I was around 6.
So when I was in university, they make us do these psychological
studies
because I was studying psychology. And
okay, I take my answer back for Amy, the last girl. I think she has it. No. This girl, it's going to be like, oh, she's more normal than the other one, so it's going to be... She has it for sure. She has to be the one that's different. You know what I mean? They do that in every single video, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a Jubilee expert.
They're going to try to vote her out because she don't seem...
She seems... I think they're going to vote her out first, and she's not the mole. She has autism.
That's what
one of them is... one of them has another disease other than autism, like I keep saying. So that's my guess. That's my call right now. And I think she has it for sure because she's more normal than the other ones.
Right.
Yeah. And they have different things you can apply for. And I noticed one of them was they were studying autism in women, specifically like people who are older. So I applied and that was how I got my diagnosis, which was like I was 21 then. My wife and like one of my friends are actually the only people that know I've been diagnosed. So surprise family or friends, anyone who's watching. It was like an eye opener. It was kind of bittersweet because it was like I'm happy now. I have answers to all things that were going on before that I thought there was might have been something wrong with me.
There is nothing wrong with you, okay? You're amazing.
I agree with that.
I agree.
A glaze. Holy glaze. Yeah, holy glaze.
When I was a child, but I didn't know I was autistic because, I mean, as a 2, 3, 4 year old, I mean, I don't know how one even knows what it's supposed to be up with them. So it's definitely hard to speak in a group situation because I can never tell the rules of like how to when to talk and when to speak up. It's kind of like just jumping in like right when you're kind of feeling like it. Plus, I've also blocked a lot of my childhood memories from trauma. so I lived my whole life just wondering why I couldn't connect to people.
Understand
each other.
Yeah. Can I ask you guys a question about like what are stimulants? Like, do you guys like chew gum or do you guys like have anything that you guys do specifically to like keep you guys calm or keep you guys... Go ahead, Amanda.
The color pink.
The color pink. Okay.
That's my favorite color in the whole world. My whole room is pink. At home, my bed is pink. My bedspread is pink. And my pillows are pink. And my rug is pink. And my carpet is pink. And I even have a framed pink picture of mine. And most of my clothes are pink. I love pink. It's the best color in the whole world.
Okay. I love
blue too.
I like blue too, but pink is better.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's subjective.
How do you guys feel about the Terra High functioning?
Honestly, I don't like that term
at all.
I didn't
really think about it too much.
I don't think I think about it either.
Autism is too much of a spectrum. So many people with autism have so many different experiences. I can't choose any of you guys to be the mole.
This is going
to
be the hardest thing.
Even me, myself, it's like, I think I'm the mole, honestly.
they were try to find the mole, and we're like, maybe there's none.
There's no mole.
Just go on.
Well, even the person who's neurotypical might just be an undiagnosed autistic.
Yeah. You never know that. You never know about that.
I mean, damn, all this relates. Wait a second.
The mole might not be neurotypical. Just because someone doesn't have autism doesn't mean the mole could have ADHD or OCD,
saying
overlapping the symptoms that could be associated with autism as well.
My kid has a genetic condition that is
she has
not
a kid?
Autism, but it does manifest behaviorally and neurologically.
I didn't know they got freaky like that.
Similar to autism, so when people interact with my kid, they often see an autistic child. But my kid isn't autistic.
Does autism run in any of your guys' family?
I realized I was autistic because my half-brother, he's 5 years old. Well, I guess he's 7 now. Whoops, I don't know his age. But I see him, and I'm like, huh, wasn't I like that when I was a kid? Mom was like, yeah, because we thought you were autistic too. I was like, what?
And I just found out that my youngest nephew was just recently diagnosed with autism as well. But luckily, he had an uncle who already experienced everything that he's going to experience, and I can be a mentor towards him.
Yeah, my dad is an undiagnosed autistic. Sorry, Dad.
go ahead.
Do you ever wake up and feel like you're not autistic or you have a disability? You're like, this is just me.
It's called masking.
I think I could be seen as neurotypical passing sometimes because I try to hide as much symptoms as possible because I was trained to do so at a very early age.
People that don't have experience with others who have autism, they expect it to stand out, and that's not always the case. You know, I mean, we all look like humans.
I think you can blame that partly on, the media, how they portray us.
We don't really have a good representation of us.
We don't.
What that movie with Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, you being on the spectrum, all of them mean you're good at gambling. I wish I was good at gambling or something.
None of them have the same experiences that I do. So there's no way to have pinpointed, this person is more quiet, this person is more social awkward. There's no way to tell who was autistic or not.
On the count of three, will the mole...
What do you think about that?
What?
They all seem like... I don't know what's the right word.
Yeah, I mean, this is how they portray it. Like, who seems autistic and who doesn't? To be honest, the guy with red hair and the red shirt right there that you paused on,
yeah,
he seems not normal, but he seems more... High-functioning is not a right word, but he seems... I don't know. Like, this one's ADHD? Hard for me. Yeah, I think he has more of ADHD than anyone else. I don't think anyone... it's either him or the...
The
dude, it'd be a curve... It would be a curveball if it was the girl with pink. She
crazy.
Has something else. Alright, play it out.
Mole, please raise their hand. One, two, three.
I called it at the beginning, bro! I called it at the beginning!
I was shook.
I was like, no, it cannot be her. It can't be her.
I never would have guessed.
I actually didn't lie about anything. I just flipped out autism with FASD. And it stands for Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder. I was exposed to alcohol when I was inside my mom in the womb for the first 5 months. And you can kind of think of FASD as a spectrum just like ASD.
Even though she might not have been autistic, there are a lot of overlaps between autism and many other neurological disabilities.
FASD is never talked about. I've never met a single person who shares that diagnosis with me.
What differences do you see between people...
I knew it wasn't going to be her. I called it, too. That it wasn't going to be the girl in black.
I wouldn't want to discredit anybody else's experience.
What did she say she has?
FASD. Fetal...
The girl in black. Did she say what she has?
They all have autism.
When of, like,
she might have...
Pink said that she's, like, deaf and...
No, she didn't say anything other than autistic,
she
I think.
Diagnosed.
Yeah, but she probably has, like, Asperger's. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's, like, high function. Very... It's, like, you can barely tell.
Yeah.
I think that's what your brother has, right?
Yeah.
So, it's pretty normal for... Yeah, so she might have it. That's what I think she has, but I'm not gonna, obviously, I'm not a doctor or psychologist, so. Alright, finish the video.
Running my family very
yeah, I called it at the beginning, but I changed it.
That has autism, and I have quite a few cousins who have autism. And I also have quite a few friends who have autism.
Damn, we're not your first.
The autism community accepts you.
Yeah. I love you guys.
Getting a diagnosis can be a whirlwind of emotions. As long as you stay true to yourself, I promise you everything's gonna end up okay.
We are more than the label that defines us. At each label we have is a whole spectrum.
A diagnosis does not define somebody. Everybody is completely unique, whether you're neurotypical or neurodivergent.
That was a good video.
Yeah, that was.
So, what's our...
Like, the guy with the red shirt.
Yeah, so did I. Like, at the beginning of the video, I called it by just looking at their looks and stuff, not hearing her speak, and then when she spoke, I was like, okay, she has something.
Yeah.
Not to be rude or offensive to her, but I, like, the way she would talk didn't seem... Like, she had, like, an impediment. No offense, but... I'm not trying to be like, what is it, judgmental or anything. I was trying to figure out who the mole was without being judgmental. Yeah. We could react to an old clip slash movie of us. Like one of our old movies.
Oh, boy. Ghetto Avengers.
Alright. Why the fuck is my neck so red?
Oh my god.
Wanna fight?
Shut up!
Wait, pause it, bro. Alright, bro, this is like, this is, I think, after the Civil War movie, right? Of Captain America vs. Iron Man. That's what we got this from. I'm pretty sure. I think around. What year was this video? I'm pretty sure.
It says May 29th,
2016. 2016.
It did come out that year?
May 6th. Yeah, this is yeah, bro. Yeah, this is definitely it. I just searched it up. Yeah, May 6th. If it could focus. It's inverted, so.
May 6th.
So all right.
You had a paper made Captain America shield.
And we cut your thing out of a fire hat. We just went to the fire.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's what it is. It's a fire thing, and we drew Sharpie on your face. Dude. And this is the same room? Holy shit, bro. I'm in the same room.
Damn.
That was right there. That was over there. We were making that video. It's like right here.
Yep.
And I'm sitting where the bed was.
Yep. Damn.
All right. Play it, bro.
Look at us now, bro.
Yeah, holy shit. You gotta draw a beard then, bro.
Ew.
What did you... The Disney, what are those?
Disney Infinity?
Yep, Disney Infinity.
So
what did I say?
I use my blaster. That's your power source.
Didn't the tree follow me right here?
I don't know about right there.
Or was it a different one?
Broke my shield.
Yes, mask.
Oh, well.
Sir?
I give up.
Sir?
Fight Iron Hood.
Sir?
Iron Hood?
Fight your team.
Sir? Sir?
I need a new mask.
I don't got a mask, but I got goggles. Deal or no deal?
Oh my God.
Deal.
Dude, that had to have hurt, bro.
You could hear that.
Using my powers on you.
You could just tell this is unscripted.
I'm only 21.
Why'd you bounce like that?
Oh my goodness, bro! Like, there's no recollection in my brain that remembers us doing that, like in real life.
Right, like
we only have it on video, bro. If we didn't have it on video, bro, I wouldn't remember it.
Oh no!
Like,
what was that?
What the fuck are you doing to my face? I do not remember this, bro.
Oh my God, it's Cap Merca! I just killed Cap Merca! Oh, my toe. I can't reach.
my god. Do the Star Wars one after this, bro.
Oh my god.
You gotta save that for another one, bro.
Oh my god. Why are your shorts so long?
What is going on?
Dick in the camera, holy shit. Get it out of the... Get it out... Oh my god.
Powers. Epic miss. Fail.
Epic miss.
I don't remember that, bro. I remember, bro. There's some things that I don't remember seeing in that video that I just seen. And I've probably, I think I probably watch that video once a year.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I'll probably go through, old videos of ours, The Recruits, bro, that movie that we made.
Oh my god. That's not even on my channel.
Bro, what channel is that, bro? Kids Perfect?
I think so.
Can you find that real quick? We have to react to that one, bro. I want to see that one, bro. I think I'm subscribed to them, no cap, on YouTube.
Recruits, I found it.
You found it? We gotta react to this one. Okay, we're doing one more react, and then we'll do our little other segments.
Oh boy.
This movie was actually kind of decent. I'll go watch this, bro. I think I'm pretty sure I subscribed to Kids Perfect because there's a million Kids Perfects. Cause of Dude Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Holy shit, ball. Dude, 6-minute movie is crazy work.
Crazy.
My face. I was scared, bro. I was gonna break something. You're lucky, bro. You're not in this movie at all.
Am I not?
I don't think so. Got her ass.
Recruit some members.
Hey! So we meet again. King! Alex! Brennan and Daniel!
Holy Daniel! Look at Brandon! Demetrius? Tony?
Is that the magnet?
Yeah. Fighting, bro. Me and her are actually wrestling.
Stop! 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 Stop!
body bag, bruh.
Bruh.
Look at that sprawl. I think Demetrius is actually crying right there.
She said, damn right.
I'm wearing Kobe's, bro. What the fuck did I do there? Wasn't there a recruits trailer, bro? Recruits 2?
Oh my god, the song.
No, no!
Oh my god.
No, different video, different video! Different video, bro! Different video. The epic cross?
Wait. Oh, it is the trailer.
Isn't there a recruits 2? No? I swear there was a trailer where she was like, No, it was a Instinct trailer where she was like a robot. What's Epic Cross? This is that fake video, right?
Yeah, which would?
Click on it. Click on both of them. Fuck it. We'll do both. What in the Zedge? You ate with this fucking edit. Warning crossed. All right, let's enough reacting. What's the next segment, Bucko?
Jesus. Hot take of the day.
Thanksgiving is better than Christmas.
No. No, it's not.
Yes, bro. There's so many better
Thanksgiving reasons. Better?
Yes, bro. Dude, there's so many. Bro, you ready?
Oh, my God. He's tweaking. Tweaking.
Oh, my God, bro. You want to know why Thanksgiving is better?
Why?
All right. So, here, I got numbers of reasons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, Thanksgiving football.
Nobody okay? gives a fuck.
I give a fuck! I give a fuck!
What bro. Makes it so much more special?
Bro. The fucking weather, bro, is not fucking cold!
What makes football special?
What makes football special?
Thanksgiving era. Than other eras.
Bro, Christmas. All right, bro. What is Christmas got? It got gifts, bro.
It's got
gifts. Are you all about the gifts, bro?
It's got hot chocolate. It's got fucking peppermint.
Thanksgiving has hot chocolate! Thanksgiving has family!
The vibe!
Bro, Thanksgiving? Literally, bro. Thanksgiving? Dude, you don't even have to have gifts to get everyone together, bro.
You have to have food!
The food is bussin', bro!
Christmas food is bussin'.
Bro, not better than Thanksgiving, bro.
Tweaking, bro.
Tweaking, bro. Bro. Dude, and then you get a fucking... Now that you're an adult, bro, Black Friday? Are you fucking kidding me? Black Friday is fucking top tier!
You get a point. Christmas is still better.
No, bro.
The vibes decorating your room.
Bro, that's nice. That's nice.
You can put leaves in your room? What are you gonna do?
Got me there. Decorating is kind of better. Yes, but dude, Thanksgiving, you don't have to have gifts to bring everyone together. It's just a whole thankful holiday where you get to eat, watch football. You're not thankful, bro?
I'm thankful for everything all year round. It's just one day.
I don't know, bro. I go like this. Halloween is my favorite holiday, and then the next day it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas. November, bro, is literally just like, oh my God, it's leading up to Thanksgiving. And then the day after, you get to put your fucking tree up. But you can't tell me, bro, Black Friday is fucking insane.
Guess what Black Friday is for? Christmas! Christmas!
Oh my God, I think... Dude, I've always said Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday. Just because of the vibe. No fucking gifts given. And you have fucking football to watch, bro.
Oh my God.
I know you don't care about
football right now.
You're right. But Thanksgiving football, bro, best player gets to eat turkey. Kind of dope.
Fucking
hell. Alright, what's your hot take, though? I want to hear your fucking hot take.
This one didn't pop up, but it popped in my head. Okay. Cereal is a soup.
Ow, bro.
Because, bro.
Just.
You have.
Explain.
The liquid and the edible things in the liquid.
So fucking stupid, dude.
Am I wrong? What is soup?
Soup is a broth. Or a canned vegetable put into a bowl with either water or chicken broth.
What is ramen? That's a soup? Is that vegetables? No.
I think it's a noodle. It's
water and seasoning.
Yeah, but what's the seasoning? It basically makes the water an artificial broth.
But it's not broth.
But what's in cereal, bro? It's not water. It's not broth. It's fucking milk. Yeah, it's not fucking... Alright, bro. You're gonna make me mad with this one, actually.
It's a soup, bro.
If I search this shit up right now on Google, and it says that milk... cereal is a soup, I'm going to literally fucking be pissed. Hey, Siri, is cereal a soup?
Is not a soup.
Yeah, stupid bitch.
This is from metafilter.com.
Thank you, Siri. Have a great day. Fuck you, pussy. Oh, my hot take is better than your hot take. That's a hot take.
You see this shit? Alright, what's going on in the world right now?
Yeah. Football.
Diddy. You would go to one of his parties.
I know you went to his party.
You would got lathered up.
Fuck shit. Dude, I don't even like putting lotion on my body. You think I'm gonna fuck with baby oil? Bro. Don't you still use baby wipes, bro?
Me?
No, I'm joking. What were you about to say?
1,000 bottles of baby oil, bro? 1,000?
He must have like a subscription on Amazon and just started getting too much. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe and save and he forgot to cancel that shit, bro. I've done that before, bro. Subscribe and save and fucking... You save that dollar that one time and you forget to cancel that shit.
You've done that?
Yes, bro.
Is that why that baby oil is in the back right now?
I have no baby oil in the background.
It's right there.
You're crazy. I don't even use baby oil.
You're lying.
I swear to God. That's... That stuff right there, that's a can of spray paint and fucking Febreze.
Spray paint.
Dude, so when Brandon was over, you know how he spends the night? Like, if he comes, stays in town?
Yeah.
He was sleeping on an air mattress, so I spray painted his leg.
What?
Why? Bro, my room was like a fucking walking headache, bro. It was so bad. But it was funny as shit, bro. His sock was fucking blue. Oh, dude. And then... I have an inflatable air mattress where it's fucking, it blows up on its own and shit. I fucking took out the hose, bro, so it fucking started deflating, bro.
Mr. Fancy Pants over here with inflatable, datable.
It's not even mine, it's my sister's, so suck my cock.
With what, baby oil? How long were you
going for? Probably about an hour.
43 minutes?
Yeah, we still got, like, a little bit. But fantasy football.
Fantasy football. I lost twice.
I won every single league this week.
I was going to be 3-0.
Bro, his defense sold him. It's -2 points.
-2?
He was down 4, brother. He was down 4. -2 points is absolutely insane work. Fucking Cincinnati defense. Way to go. Fucking
Bengals, bro. I hate you.
Just picked them up, too. That's crazy work, bro. I just dropped
them because the Lions were doing worse.
Did Devon Achan do good?
No.
What do you have, like 8 points?
Yeah, it's 8.8. But all the other weeks he was doing 20+. What's going on?
And CD Lamb had like 8 also. Nico didn't have shit. How were you even... Bro, what? Joe Burrow fucking... Oh, you don't have Joe Burrow, dude. Because
Jackson. Lamar Jackson, bro.
What do you have, 20?
He had 25.98. And then... Was it Rashi?
Rashi Rice. Oh, yeah, he ate.
He did 29.1.
Your kicker had more than your fucking running backs.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's crazy work. He fucking cooked you, bro.
-2 is crazy.
That shit was close as fuck. I don't even feel fucking focus on it.
It's pretty close. Is that mine?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's crazy work.
Crazy work.
Who do you play next week? I play Logan. Go to schedule.
Anthony.
Oh, you're gonna bust his buns. Yeah, that fucking is amazing, bro. I had a great fucking night.
two losses and one win. I'm glad I won, though. He was talking so much shit.
Who, Coburn?
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, weirdo. He's never watched a fucking football game in his life.
Probably. I don't even think he know who he had.
Yeah, he's talking about this. He's talking about the New York tight end that fucking had 20 some odd points. He's like, I drafted good. And you busted his ass. Well, you went up like 30 or 40 points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me do light work. You ready for this embarrassing picture segment?
We ended it here?
Huh? No, you gotta give a story behind it. Like, we gotta give a story behind these photos and what was going on that day, what you remember. Because for most of my pictures, I remember, I have the visible memory of what was going on that day.
Okay.
Alright, I'll go first with my
screen share.
I'll do mine first. I'll share my screen first. You ready? What? It's saying. I need to get nitro again. Fuck. It's all good. What is going on in this photo? So, I see little Brandon. I see little Brandon right there.
You can see me and my electric dirt bike.
And it says stop.
I don't know if you've seen... No, okay, I'll tell you what's going on right here. This is Christmas Day. I got that, and Brandon got the Power Wheel. That's what's going on. We're having some fun. And a little backstory to that electric dirt bike. I don't know if you can see this. It's like a little, like, scars right here.
Yeah. So I see
him. Brandon took it, and I went to go grab it. My hand went behind the back wheel, and it started grinding my shit. Bro.
Oh, my God. Where's that electric dirt bike today?
In the trash somewhere. It got too small for me.
You guys threw it away?
I think we might have sold it or something. I don't know. That's a long time ago.
What is that like? How old are you in that photo, you think?
I say
12?
12,
yeah. No, not 13, not even, right? 12,
13.
Hell no, not 13.
Older?
No way. I think you're younger. Look how young Brandon looks. He looks about 5. And what, you're 4 years older than him? 5?
5.
Yeah, bro, you're 9 or 10. He looks 5 in this photo. Maybe younger.
Yeah.
Was that Power Wheel fast? Could it keep up with your dirt bike?
Hell no. I had that shit.
Smoking his ass?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. What's up with the face? Who are you showing off to?
Probably my dad. Because, you know, who my took... mom probably took that picture. She was always taking pictures.
Like, it looks like you were going to hit her right there. Yeah, I know. Look at... See, the bike's coming this way. So it kind of looks like you're going to go hit her or something.
Maybe I got close. I don't know. I was looking the other way.
Oh, my God. All right, your turn. Your hand? I don't know, bro.
What the fuck?
Maybe I'm autistic.
What's going on, man?
This is fucked up, dude.
What's going on, bro?
All right, this is my first day of sixth grade. Alright.
You remember?
Yes, bro. I remember this visibly. Because I had the buzz cut. And then going into my seventh grade year, I had the little slick over. And I was like... I thought I was like head honcho pulling bitches type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're literally an emoji.
Serena does this yearly picture in the living room. Yeah, I could tell this is my sixth grade year because of the shoes I was wearing Nikes in this... My 7th grade year, I was wearing Jordans. In my 8th grade year, too. This backpack probably broke on me in 2 weeks, bro. The strap is a Walmart bag, bro. and that shit broke on me.
Don't be hating on them Walmart bags.
Ambitions would break in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I used to walk to school, bro, and that shit broke on me, so I was using that bitch like an over the chest like this. Oh my god. I had an LG right here, bro. That's not the photo taken, but I had an LG for my first phone, LG 40. Here, let me see if I can even find that phone.
Bro, we all have phones where you drop it and the battery falls out.
Yes, sir.
Bro, whose phone was it got lost in the couch and then they like never found it till like months later? Remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, fuck. But yeah, I remember. No, it was, you said who? What'd you say it was?
Was it mine?
Someone lost their phone and they bought a new one?
Yeah, they lost their phone and then, like, couldn't find it, so they bought a new one and then we found it in the couch, like, months later.
It wasn't you.
Was it Logan?
I think it was Michael. LG 40 phone.
What is Brownie doing?
No, bro. I remember this phone. I think it was LG 40. Bro, that shit was tragic. And I remember, so I didn't play football until my 8th grade year for school. And we used to play. So, like, the second day of school, this kid came up to me and was like, hey, you want to play football with us? We had, like, this whole, like, patch of grass. It was really nice. And we would play football every morning, bro. I was, like, prime. Like, prime Barry Sanders out there, bro. I was catching everything, running. That shit was fun. Fuck. Bro. What was it called? I had an LG, bro, and that shit was like, I had Zedge on that bitch.
Was there phones called track phone? Or was it like, I don't think the type of phone it was a track phone?
I think it was the type of phone it was a track phone. Because the yellow and black one you had, bro? The digital ass. Bro, I remember, bro. I didn't have a phone, so when you broke. When you had that bitch over, bro, I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't have a phone. I wasn't allowed to have a phone until 6th grade year. And we've known each other since, what? 1st grade?
I think I might have known Dylan a little longer.
Yeah, you met him in kindergarten. You met me here. I have the... Do you want to... Alright, I'm going to expose myself and put up the... Put up the photo of me from when I was Hawkeye.
Does that say the year on there?
Yeah.
That's the year we met then. Is it the year we met or became like
close? That was the year that me and you met because I was actually wearing... Yeah, because I was wearing the Hawkeye costume. I gotta find it. Looking for it right now. Oh. This isn't it.
I met Dylan in 2009.
This has to be it.
Damn. My beard is red as fuck.
Alright. This is 2000. Alright, bro.
What? Holy that teeth.
That is 2012, bro. Bro, look at the fucking Scooby-Doo thing.
Bro.
Prime find.
You just pulled a mythic find, bro.
Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
What are they called? Happy Meal.
Buckets.
Halloween.
Halloween buckets. The Scooby-Doo one has to be there.
Holy prime find.
How much is it, bro?
eBay. This 2012, that's when I... $10, but still, bro. That is fucking...
Damn.
That's still, like, insane, bro.
That's the one right there.
Yeah, bro, I totally forgot about this shit.
Damn.
I'm excited for Halloween.
Me too.
I love watching Halloween movies and the pumpkin patch and shit like that. Apple Orchard. Damn, bro. I forgot all about this shit.
Damn, bro.
Life That's is so crazy.
Simple. McDonald's had a fucking themed shit.
Dude. Life has changed.
$1. Now it's $3.
A McChicken's $3?
I think it is, bro.
That's tragic as fuck. I don't got the McDonald's app. That's, bro. That's insane.
$2.69.
That's...
You used to get $5 from your parents to go get a, like, 2 McChickens, a medium fry, and a drink.
And then fucking Wendy's had that full.
They don't have that no more?
I think it's, like, I don't think it's $4. I think it's, like, $6. And I know their biggie bag is, like, $5. I don't think they have the 4-for-4 anymore. I think it's the big bag now. Yeah, they still do, actually.
For real?
Says it. No, it's just a big bag.
Damn. I forgot they got breakfast now.
Their breakfast is the best.
Is it? I've never had it.
They have the fucking, Yeah, they have the fucking breakfast baconator. Shit is gas.
Damn.
What is it? Combos. I'm looking. What is it? Biggie deals. Meal deals. They do have the 4-for-4 still. It's junior cheeseburger only now. Where it used to be something else, too.
I thought it was like you get 4 things, pick 4, pay for.
Yeah. You get nuggets, a drink, fries, a burger. I mean, that's still alright. I love Wendy's, though, but it's... You know, it's literally on the list for most unhealthiest food. It's number one. Most unhealthiest fast food place.
I thought it would have been McDonald's.
McDonald's is like number 7.
Who the fuck's number
2? Let's see. fast food restaurants.
It says Five Guys is number one.
Number one. Every list is different, apparently.
One burger from Five Guys is 1,000 calories.
This one says Wendy's. Number two, Sonic. Three is Taco Bell. Four, Dairy Queen. Five, KFC. Six, Quiznos. We don't have one of those. Seven, McDonald's. Eight, Smashburger. Nine, Little Caesars. 10, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's up there?
I love Chick-fil-A, bro.
I do too.
But this other one, all of them are different, though.
I understand Five Guys. 1,000 calories for one burger is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you see the calories for fucking crumble cookie?
Yes, that's insane, bro.
Like, you're supposed to split it in four.
Yeah, I don't. Every time I get crumble, bro, I kind of struggle to eat it. Kind of makes my stomach hurt. Do we have any more segments?
800 calories per cookie.
God damn. If you eat four of those, bro, that is literally your intake for the day.
That's only four cookies. Like, what?
Have you seen their cookies, though?
I've never actually had one before.
Bro, they're like this big. They are gas, though. I won't lie, but they fucking hurt my stomach.
For 800 calories.
It's like $5 a cookie.
No, it's more than that. I think it's more than that, bro.
I think it's six a cookie, actually. But what would you rather go do, bro? Would you rather go to fucking Wendy's and get a 4 for $4, or would you rather go to fucking Crumble Cookie and get a single cookie?
And Wendy's?
Yeah.
Well,
that was a good first episode.
It was. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Well, that was episode one. Where can they find you?
At AG Hercules. I believe that is my YouTube channel. I haven't posted in a while, but it.
In the description.
Yeah. So, I also have like 7 accounts, so I believe it's. Let me make sure. My YouTube is at AG Hercules. No spaces, no capitals. Just AG Hercules.
And you can find me on TikTok at MB Writer altogether. Instagram MB_Writer. And yeah, hope y'all enjoyed.
Have a good one.